media consumers. I'm Brian Curtis.
And I'm David Shoemaker.
We're the hosts of the Ringer's Press Box podcast.
Twice a week, we have a free-flowing conversation where two old friends talk about media and sports and a little politics.
Plus interviews with guests like Jon Krakauer and Jemele Hill. Funny stuff like the overworked Twitter joke of the week. Join us every Monday and Friday on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think that's right.
This episode is brought to you by Cars.com. When you add your car to your garage on Cars.com, you'll unlock access to real-time insights into how much your car is worth. Plus, view its historical and projected value to decide when to sell. So when the time is right, you can secure an instant offer from a local dealership or sell it yourself on Cars.com. Start tracking your car's value with your garage on Cars.com. This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Trello help power global collaboration for all teams so they can accomplish everything that's impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. Learn how to unleash the potential of your team at Atlassian.com. Atlassian.com. Atlassian. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more.
All right, so we are live on location. It is a Sunday, by
dude,
the way.
Dude, excitement. Come on, pop it off. We're live on location.
I hate this. No, I'm just kidding. I actually like the city.
We're having fun,
even
dude.
Even if I hated the city, Jeff, who is helping produce today, is from Seattle.
Hey, Carlos is still producing. It's a dual producer. That's what we're doing.
It'd be interesting to see that fight. Carlos and
Carlos
Jeff.
Carlos and Jeff.
Here's the thing. Jeff's got this young, spry energy. I don't care.
Carlos texted me over the weekend. He was at a Yu-Gi-Oh! Like competition and card show.
Jeff's winning the fight. Yep. Okay. That just settled.
Carlos has the power to cut all your audio.
Right? So we just had a cool interview. You're going to hear it later in the show with Pete Crow Armstrong. I just told Jesse this off the air. He agreed. Our best athlete interview ever. Not the biggest name, but the best on microphone. He spoke like a human.
He plays in Tennessee. Interesting to talk to. Yeah, he didn't seem to be like scared or camera shy or anything. And he wasn't even media trained. I thought that was great.
Yeah. So like I said, we're live on location in Seattle. Flat Stick is the name of the bar we're at.
Yeah. Thank you to Candy.
Well, I'll thank them in a minute. First of all, this stupid TikTok of ours went viral the other day.
Oh, we got to talk about that.
People are all over Mike Trout. It's embarrassing. I have never loved anybody in my life as much as these fanboy wannabe just clowns in sweatpants.
Okay.
Feel about Mike Trout.
Let's hear some of the more aggressive
The statement
comments.
Was very simple. After just up and down how fantastic he is. He's a generational talent. I said all these stupid things. He's great. He has multiple MVPs. Nobody questions that. He plays on a team that is trash. I don't blame him for that, but it is what it is. I don't need stupid people making the comparison. Well, baseball is a team sport. Every sport is a team sport. I understand. And no, a quarterback having rings is much more important than a baseball player. I understand that. However, Trout misses huge amounts of time. The comparison I made to Griffey, by the way, stop telling me he's on the same trajectory as Griffey. Griffey has massive all-time numbers.
Well, I think you were also had like a real eye towards the hobby, too, when you were making a lot of those comments, which the audience didn't really realize.
Carlos, you can cut that. I don't care if you don't. No. But here's the thing. Griffey was the most transcendent player of the game because he was awesome. He was cool. He was the guy.
Yeah.
Trout is not that guy. If you want to tell me Trout's peak is better than Griffey, no problem. Fine. But don't sit here and compare. I went through the Griffey era. We knew how awesome it was. It was fun. It was great.
Sure.
It's not the same.
I would like to point something out to you, though. Even though there were a lot of comments in that section about like you not agreeing with your take, it is the most liked video we've had by far.
The most engagement.
And, well, just likes overall, which tells me that, guys, if they have a negative comment, they typically won't like it. I think there's a lot of people that do agree with
it. And like you just said, I didn't care for much of what you said, but you did say the one thing about,
you don't normally, that's
about it going toward a card thing.
Yeah.
I was making the direct comparison to his pricing.
Yes.
We talk about Trout in the card world. Take away his on-field. I will grant you he's a GOAT, generational talent. Arguably the greatest peak of all time. Now let's bring it back to the stupid little nerdy world I live in, the cardboard world.
Yep.
The prices people pay for him right now, I think in 20 years, we look back at a guy like Miguel Cabrera, MVP, World Series, Triple Crown, 600, 3,000. Phenomenal. Look back at a guy like Pujols, 700 home runs, including the last season, he was clean, of course, for this last season. Ridiculous.
Oh, we're at a bar, by the way. That's a reminder for the noise in the background.
I will pick a fight with everybody. I'll be unconscious in 3 minutes. Griffey, like I said, unbelievable stats. Frank Thomas, by the way, I just fear with Trout, it's this it's almost like honestly, the best comp I had to Trout was Pedro. Pedro Martinez was the best pitcher I've ever seen. If you could give me one pitcher all time at their best, it's Pedro. The late 90s, early 2000s.
Okay.
But have you heard of Pedro?
Yeah, absolutely.
You have, okay.
Yes.
His peak was crazy short. Trout's is longer than that, again. But at his peak, he was unbelievable. He was the best I'd ever seen. His career numbers are very good. They are not anywhere near the all-time greats because injuries really took him down at the end. That is the only point I was making with Trout. I just worry we are paying right now, what people are paying for Trout is this unbelievable astronomical number. And year after year, for a number of seasons in a row, he's missed, including this week, in the middle of a two-month stretch now.
Yeah.
He's going to miss major time. He's consistently missing time with injuries. It's not a knock. Dude, people get injured. Somebody brought up a great point in the Facebook group. Yeah, he's not all juiced up on HGH. That's why he's not recovering as fast. Fine. None of this is an indictment on him.
Mm-hmm.
So the Trout fanboys, shove your head in the lake.
No,
after 4 minutes, come back up.
Don't do that.
Breathe.
But your point too on the
that
last
was the
episode,
only point though.
You made a lot of points too about like just the coolness factor with Griffey, and that's what you don't really get with Trout
either.
He's
not.
He's
you
dull.
Cannot tell me Ellie is a cool guy.
Oh,
J-Rod last year was awesome, that. And then he started cooking in the kitchen with Fanatics. Ellie is phenomenal.
He was cool. Yeah, no, exactly.
I don't respect anybody who wears a chef hat.
I think that also plays to the fact why there is so many people out there making the comments that they did about like how you're wrong and how, no, he is a generational talent. Because they're like, they think of him more as like the old school baseball, like Mantle or anybody.
Yeah, the Mantle of this generation.
Exactly, fair. Where it's just like, you know, they weren't on social media because that wasn't a thing and they don't need to be. Because they're talented.
Right,
but at the same time, it's just not as fun.
All right. Jeff is 41. Jeff is our producer for the day. Best looking 41 year old I've ever seen.
That is true. Jeff, but Mike's
obsessed
with
this
fact.
Favorite baseball player growing up? He's thinking about
It's okay. Chris Sabo.
Chris Sabo. Okay. Let me ask you this. He had the glasses. Familiar with Griffey, though. So I'm curious. A guy who was Jesse same age, but not a sports guy back then.
Yeah.
The Trout comparison today, his popularity, his cool factor, anywhere near Griffey at his peak, in your opinion?
He says, no, absolutely not.
I think he said, I don't know.
No, he didn't.
This is a podcast, Jeff. Dang it. No.
Well, you were asking a guy who you don't know anything about.
Go get the clapping idiots out here. Get them in here. Go and ask. That was my only point with Trout.
Sure.
The next thing is another guy who has just, again, become the guy that people hate because he has so much hype is Wemby.
Well,
we're rolling through these topics.
I thought before we got to Wemby, let's hit the top's finest stuff because you wanted to talk about that, right? Let's hit baseball and then go back because
I
had a number. Oh, that's fine. That's fine. I have a couple of things I wanted to throw in about Wemby, but yes, let's hit it. Whatever you want.
First game, 2 for 13, 9 points, 8 rebounds, 5 blocks.
Not great.
And got posterized by Kai Jones. Now take a step back. Again, head out of the lake, catch your breath, mouth to mouth from a lifeguard, whatever. No one's resuscitating you, by the way. You Trout fans. Wemby.
Oh, wait. Did you just make the connection? Trout in a lake?
See what happened there?
Bro, that's wit. All right.
Clinky, clinky, clinky.
Nope. Keep talking.
Wemby's, first of all, is a exhibition game for all intents and purposes. Nobody cares about the outcome of this game.
Gotta be, yeah.
The first play of the game or the second play of the game, he goes coast to coast, rejects Kai Jones at the rim, casually brings the ball all the way up. Last time you saw a 7'4" guy do that was when?
Never.
Thank you. You answered correctly.
I
you read
it.
My lips.
Yep.
Goes to the other end, dribbles into the paint, and makes a phenomenal pass for a dunk. The moment he decided to play, he gave you glimpses that he could be very good. Is he ever going to live up to the hype? I have no idea. He has been more hyped than any LeBron. LeBron is his only prospect comp as in terms of hype.
Yeah.
People want to go crazy over the Kai Jones thing. It was a pick-and-roll situation in alley-oop. He was playing help defense there. So my whole thought with Wemby is anybody making a judgment, good or bad, after one exhibition game is totally out of their minds. But you should be able to admit two things. He shot terrible. That's the downside. There were glimpses where you thought, this guy has no business being on the court. The flip side is there were a couple glimpses where it's like, oh, looks pretty special, and it looks pretty effortless.
Well,
jury is out.
When we talked about this earlier, I did think, just from a guy who just started watching basketball more full-time in the last few months, was that I have not seen any of these guys that are as big as him be as nimble and play as smoothly, it looked like, at times.
You're nimble.
They've told me that.
Yep.
However, there's like another part of this where, did you see that interview at the end where he literally says, this is the quote, "I didn't really know what I was doing on the court tonight, but I'm trying to learn." I think when guys hear that after seeing that's a terrifying comment. And that's why you've seen like some of his pricing on some of the autos that guys have pulled.
It dropped quick.
I think it's dropped over 20%, or at least it did that day. It's definitely something that guys are now starting to take off those rose colored glasses and see, oh, maybe I shouldn't be like investing my entire nest egg in this one player, which no one should ever do. But especially at this point, like to your point, this is Bill Simmons put out a post, which I think it said Mr. William Simmons. He said
that
in 20 years, he's going to look back and try and remember this is like a great game. I think the point to that is just that he thinks that there's still a lot of promise.
Of course.
It's just, you know, this was obviously bad.
I also happen to think a couple other things too. A call for balance. I still think if you pull a card tomorrow, I would sell it immediately. Not because I've made a decision on his playing career, but just because the pricing is wild. That's fine. But the guys in the card world making judgments on his whole future, he's super young. He's crazy inexperienced. Talk about a perfect situation, though. You're going to play for what I think is Spoelstra and Pop. Those are the two best coaches I've ever really seen. I don't really remember Phil Jackson. So, and he's going to play for Pop. No better system in the world to play and learn how to play the game under. And he's a kid. So that is my only thing. Just people just need to take a breath with Wembanyama. You can be all up in arms because his pricing is egregiously high. Fine. But sell the card then. No problem. And then just chill on the judgment with him.
I don't think anyone's going to chill on the judgment. But that's what will make the show fun.
When are you moving to Seattle?
Dude,
I've never seen the big guy.
I love Seattle, bro.
Two things. First of all, you're the tallest person in the city. I've not seen a taller person here. Seattle's a short people, true. I enjoy it.
There are a lot of short people. Nice. Now that you say that, we haven't talked about it. The moment we got out of the cab to go to walk into the hotel, was different. I was like, you know, I think I'm digging it. The weather's great. There's blue skies.
Is it Cinderella? What was playing?
I think it was like Little Mermaid, like Disney soundtrack to music playing on a rickshaw as people are driving around. I was just like, I love singing that song. I am digging this town. And okay, let's be fair. I know most of you listeners are judging me right now, and that's fair. But there's also plenty of there's been a ton of other rickshaws we've seen just blasting all kinds of music. And yeah, you're questioning, why does he keep saying rickshaw? It's a crazy town. The Portland is weird.
We're not motif. In Portland.
I know.
Okay,
I know.
Sorry.
I was just saying I feel like there's maybe some translation into Seattle as well. That's the kind of vibe I'm getting. It's, even at this place, I mean, right behind me, what is on the wall
There's a Gandalf character named Henry.
It's some weird looking. There's a lot of just cool, weird art. I feel funky and I'm feeling fresh.
By the way, they got the All-Star festivity set up. There's 37 cops out there.
Oh, yeah.
12 of them playing chess on a life-size board. The other ones are playing Connect Four.
Yep, that was fun.
That's how you know you have a good city. Your cops aren't even worried about criminals. They're
the point that others have made to us is also don't go out at night around here.
I don't buy that, by the way.
I don't know.
Seattle seems so peaceful. I'm fine with it.
Well, we're having a great time so far. I do have some more Wimby news to talk about, let's go back to the baseball thing.
I don't care for the hotel room.
No, what? Dude, stop that.
It's
dude,
tiny.
Stop it. Okay, it's not the biggest, obviously, but we're playing at a place called Citizen M.
I got to use an iPad to turn on the air conditioner. Jesse had to call me, by the way.
The amenities. I had to explain to you how to do that.
To me how to do that.
It's the amenities. You can lay in your bed. Your shades go up by a control on
the
iPad.
It's your world. You don't have to move. If you lived in Seattle, you would have been dead 10 years ago.
I rolled to the elevator.
I'm telling you right
now. Out of the hotel into a rickshaw.
And dead. Seattle Jesse.
Sleeping on the street, though. And Seattle, I have a lot of friends doing that with me.
I'm just going to tell you. Seattle Jesse, that heart wins out at 30.
Stop with the heart.
No, you're doing great with it.
I'm starting to get a little in the back of my head, I think I'm going to die type of thing. So you're freaking me out. Stop. Wait. Don't. God.
You're doing great.
All right.
Speaking of hearts, Tops find us.
Tops. God. I just was in a plane.
You're doing great. We're going to go play mini golf. You're going to get your cardio. You're doing good.
All right.
Okay. Let me set this up and I'll give you the numbers. 2023 Tops Finest released on Friday. I will say this. I have never been more incorrect about PYT pricing on a product in my life.
Oh, but you got to say why, though.
Dramatically underpriced a number of these teams. So I had Jesse pulled numbers. Corbin Carroll, Josh Jung, Brett Beatty, Gunnar and Adley, Volpe, Jordan Walker, Kolas, Mashitaka, by the way, just Yoshida. Yeah,
I ended up just pulling it based on all autos in order of pricing. So I don't have individual breakouts.
So give me some pricing.
So top one, any guesses? Any, like, who do you think would be selling? I'll tell you this. It's an orange wave out of 25.
It's a rookie?
This is a rookie.
Corbin Carroll.
Anthony Volpe.
How much?
$600 as of today.
Seven. All right, what else? You give me a bunch so we can have like, some.
So Yoshida is number two at 404.
For what?
That is his auto. That is a base auto. There's no. It's
he's
not. He's
gonna be a short print then. That's a wild price for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I don't remember.
There's
that
There's no being, other sold of his though, correct? Or is there one other?
No, he has another card. It is his holo autograph.
What that sold for?
That sold for $314. Now, granted, the one that was the base sold the day before. So that's
but there's
on the
only
eighth.
A couple. That's
yeah,
what I mean.
There's not
his,
a ton.
His pricing's nuts.
Which again, this is kind of goes to your point that we talk about every time is when a new product that is taking off like this, you sell as
well,
soon
especially
as you
a guy like that. This is first pro uniform auto.
Or you send it into the SGC, get it graded as soon as you can, and then flip it. Because I mean, obviously there's gonna be a lot of guys doing that just to get the turnaround time. I think at this point, like Corbin Carroll, he's number three on this list. 57 out of 99. He sold for 355.
For a green auto to 99.
Yep.
No, okay.
Next on the list, you got Riley Green gold.
I forgot about Riley. It's yeah, number, rookie for the Tigers.
Granted, there's probably a little bit of a premium, but it's what, one 250? Out of 50. 290. Okay. Let's see. You're going down to okay. Who is this guy? Cody.
Oh, for Singa? The Mets. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So the Mets, by the way, just to be very clear, Brett Beatty, Francisco Alvarez, and Kodai, by far. The best team to chase if you want to chase rookies. Three really? Stud rookies.
Okay.
Yep. Wow. Nobody's paid any attention to myself included.
Out of 150, sold for 275. Then you got Michael Harris, the second.
I forgot about him for the Braves.
Refractor out of 99.
Yep. What'd that go for?
250. Man, you know what I just realized? I totally forgot I bought into that case break with Monster on the app. And I bought the Braves. And I have no idea. I didn't even go back and watch it.
That's what we call an anticlimactic.
I know. I'm like really interested to know what I got in there.
Let me top your story. I bought the White Sox from Eddie and had an Oscar Kolas orange wave auto.
Oh, geez.
That's got to be a couple $100.
Yeah, dang. Well, that just paid for your break spot.
Do you have any base autos? Because that's really where I wanted to go with this.
I've got so here's another Yoshida auto, turns out. So this is another base sold for $225.
Dude, not to mention the Sox are loaded with like vets as well. The Red Sox, by the way, are underpriced, including in ours, everywhere I've seen them.
Let's see. Another base. That's a refractor.
Are the refractors numbered, by the way? They're not.
These
right?
are not.
Yeah, because I was going to say, usually you have a base and just a non-numbered. So even that, give me the pricing on refractors.
Okay. So this one would be for Michael Harris, refractor
75?
120 today. Two more Michael Harris ones, sold for 120 and 110 yesterday and today.
And the Braves, same thing. Bunch of vet stuff.
Man, I got them Braves. Dang it. I want to go back and check what I got. Here's one for James. Okay. I don't remember you saying this name. James Outman.
Who does he play for?
Dodgers.
That's got to be that's a color auto, correct?
This is a refractor.
What'd it go for? $60?
100.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's the thing. It sounds like there's a lot
some of these are going to come down over the next week or two. It's a new release product.
How many autos are in a box?
Two.
Two. Okay.
I stand by what I said, though. I think Finest is the best, as good as any ROI product you can break the entire season. And especially this year, it's crazy loaded.
What did we say boxes were going for?
Ooh, 250 maybe?
250?
230,
that's
250?
That's what
I'm going to start listing breaks. Of course, our product didn't come until, mine won't even be there till tomorrow, which is Monday.
Okay.
I'm going to list my first break tomorrow night on Card Shop Live app. I'm going to do a dual case 2022-2023
nice.
Dual case PYT. But I've got five cases. I'm going to break it all.
But if you're looking for products in the meantime, Eddie has some over at SCN Breaks and then Ken over at Evansville. And then obviously our new boys, Rhino over at
The Monster Card Shop is their name. Monster Breaks is the company.
Yeah, but I was trying to think, is it the Monster?
It's the Monster Card Shop.
Okay. There is a.
I like them too. They came over to six cases very casually in a day and a half with very light
kind of
work.
Dominating. So. I did have like a little bit of a sports news update. There's a number of little things going on, including in the card world.
Okay.
This first one, so we kind of got rushed, getting the podcast together, so I don't have all the details, but there is some news about this. And Nelson Rada,
Dan the Card Man made a video.
Dan made a video. So you can go out and check that out, but there is some speculation that his card, specifically his auto, I believe it was the gold, got stolen out of like the Topps factory.
Right. And somebody else autographed it.
Yeah. And someone else autographed
it. And so, I think he's confirmed it.
Yes, he has. So that's when I saw this, I started thinking about that. I started thinking about like there's some talk about which card was it? It was Lamar Jackson.
National Treasures.
Shield
101. Yes. But there's two of them.
But there's two, right. 101. So this just kind of brings up the point of security. And this is going to be something interesting, too. We did get some guy. I don't want to say some guy, but we got someone from Panini who's going to hopefully join us in the next week or so.
Did you reach out? You did.
Yes. Yeah. He said he's going to confirm times on Monday. So but he's going to hopefully come on the podcast, give us a little idea behind the scenes, like in factory. What kind of security goes on? Because you would think there would be, when we're talking about money that could reach into nowadays, it's not
going to come in millions. Grand,
exactly. That's what I mean. Like five figures is every day.
Right.
But then you're starting to get into like hundreds of thousands to the millions. And it's like, where are we where someone could just walk in and take something out? You know, maybe it wasn't
guys
that easy,
in
but still.
Making cards and just walking out and making $1 million. So, it does. Yeah, that's a good point.
We'll have some more news on that, but that's just something interesting. Then there was, this one's more fun. Did you hear about this, like Britney Spears and Wimby thing?
And she went up and like grabbed him from behind, like barely touched him.
But there was like all this talk about like she slapped him or. Then they were saying like they slapped her, which it kind of looked like his guys may have like put his hands security. On her, which granted, I think there's a lot of understanding that maybe Britney's a little wild again.
Here's like, the thing.
She was calm and now she's
1999 Britney Spears, not Dude. Getting pushed away by anybody.
No.
2023 Britney Spears. That looks like one of the people we walked by on the streets of Seattle.
I'm really hoping
little
that
bit,
those guys
little rough looking.
Did not know that they were putting hands on Britney. But yeah, that's.
Did you see the pictures?
Oh, well, I just saw them like turn around real quick and like do a slap or something.
Never meet your heroes.
Just know that Britney did not hurt Wimby. And of course, it's never Britney's fault. Then, of course, back to baseball, Ellie De La Cruz, I mean, steals second, third, and home in the same inning. First time done by a Reds player since 1919. Absolutely insane. You're going to hear more about that in our interview, which we're going to throw to next. But when Pete Crow talks about it, it sounds like he's the real deal. Obviously, anybody watching that game probably thought the same thing. Card prices are being reflected in that, but obviously, I do think, though, where do we, you know, he is so hot. Like, is it buy time? Is it hold?
I have nothing.
It is kind of, well, even if you did, you could look at the numbers and it could be,
you could argue
be doing
either
great.
One.
Yeah, you can argue literally either one. It's, I think what it kind of comes down to at this point is how long are you going to hold him and what do you think he's going to do long term? But anyway, that's your news update.
All right, let's go to the Pete Crow Armstrong interview.
This episode is brought to you by Thomas's.
Thomas's presents Pondering the Bagel with Tom.
Oh, the paradox of the bagel. Tis crunchy yet soft. Tis filling yet has a hole. Tis a vehicle for spreads, but only travels from toaster to plate. Thomas's. Huzzah! A toast to breakfast.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. I was traveling internationally last year. I was in Mallorca. I didn't know the island well. I said, let me head to the north, head towards the water. Let me go on hotels.com and see what they have available. Something preferably on the beach, maybe even a gym. Not only did I get those things, there was a kids session with exercise, gymnastics in the water, pony rides, a train. It had everything, and I didn't even want any of those things. But at least I knew they were there, just in case I changed my mind. And now finding the perfect hotel has never been easier thanks to the Hotels.com app. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly, right, all-inclusive or a relaxing spa weekend, you can find exactly what you need and compare hotel prices, ratings, and amenities side by side. So start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app.
All right, Pete Crow Armstrong, top prospect for the Cubs. What in the world are you doing in the middle of Seattle with a couple of guys who know nothing about anything except sports cards?
I guess we're talking about sports cards.
Dang it!
I mean, I got.
I was
a lot
really
to
hoping
learn,
we but, weren't going to, but
well, we're talking card. We're talking nothing but Nash, East Tennessee.
Yep.
And soap opera parents. That's what we were told.
We were all told right. You have all soap right. opera parents. What soap opera?
No idea.
What?
No idea. No clue.
Do you not talk to your parents?
All right, Pete is 21. Just to be clear, so that response is appropriate. Like, if
you
want to
call
your, and
you
don't
want to call your parents now. No, I'll mend this relationship right here.
Mom's over there. She could probably.
No way, mom.
Get mom over.
Get over here.
I have a feeling mom is closer to our age than Pete is. So
yeah, I know it would be weird to meet. Yeah,
maybe. No.
Yeah, we're.
I'm about to be an old dad. I can make these jokes. I'm 37. We're about to have our first kid. So. Anyways,
congrats.
That's it. That's the
interview. You play baseball. How did that happen? Who are you with right now? You're in the AA, AAA.
AA Southern League with the Tennessee Smokies.
Woo! Go Tennessee!
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. How long have you been with them?
Whole year. That's where I started. So I finished last year in High A South Bend. Started last year in Low A Myrtle. And then started the year in AA this year.
Wow.
Okay. So the whole premise of our show, we're on The Ring, which is a sports pod, a sports network, but obviously our kind of niche thing is sports cards. So I am curious, talking to an athlete, first question, when is the last time you opened a pack of baseball cards?
Actually, like a week and a half ago.
Yes.
Two weeks ago.
Okay.
Like, do you do this regularly or is that just like a fluke?
No. So, but funny enough, a lot of my current teammates with the Smokies, they all love like opening packs. And I remember I used to love that as a kid. I haven't been like a very big collector. I never really went out of my way to get stuff signed.
Yeah.
But I just had binders on binders. A lot of them were hand-me-downs from my dad. And
oh, wow.
Yeah. So
did you have anything good, you know?
I don't know, like really card-wise if they were that special, but I remember just, you know, I had probably every baseball player imaginable.
Wow.
In one of my however many binders.
That's pretty cool, though.
So let me ask you this then. So the other perspective, too, like they get to hear us, like the sports card market's become like this crazy big industry. You know, Fanatics, $40 billion company is just eating up all the space. So from a player perspective, though, you signing autographs is a major thing for us collectors. Like in 2020, your first Bowman Chrome auto was a big deal. What is the autograph process like? I mean, is a guy just feeding you cards across a table in a Sharpie, or what's that like?
Well, so, you know, the card hounds or whatever you want to call them.
Is that what you guys call them?
Well,
in the bullpen?
We got our names for them.
Oh, I want to hear those names, dude. Ah, yes, as degrading as they are, I would like to hear them.
I call them the bookkeepers, but...
The bookkeepers, okay.
You know, like, yeah, a lot of people will show up looking for autographs. You know, they carry their binders around, and it's always been a little interesting to me, but I really think that I've misunderstood the whole card scene for the longest time, just because I grew up, like I said, like not going out my way to get that stuff signed. Like, and I don't know if that's just because I knew I wanted to be a baseball player or what.
I don't know. Like, I collected cards, but I never thought like, oh, this was even a possibility. I could go and take this to someone and they would actually sign it. I just thought that's unattainable type of thing. But yeah, as someone who is new to opening packs as a adult, do you find that like exciting? Like, are you looking for your card or anything, or buddy's cards?
Well, looking for buddy's cards, like, or mine, whatever pops up first. Like, I think it was cool because Chase Strumpf, who's now in AAA Iowa, UCLA guy, SoCal guy, like he likes a lot of different things, and he likes opening packs, and he brought a ton back from like our team store, at the stadium, I think two of my cards were pulled. Alex Canario had a card in there. You know, and so I remember just like kind of helping him like sort through the ones he wanted to keep and didn't keep.
Know, like as a player, you can kind of like corner your market as someone who's like, you're, you know, known as a top prospect. Do you know what that means in the card world?
No, I still don't really understand.
Mike, explain it.
Yeah,
to
let
him.
Me give you some. Here's the craziest perspective, right? So, like, we got Edwin, the camera guy, with Candy behind you. He's wearing a Griffey shirt. Griffey was my guy. Like, growing up, Griffey was the man, first, like, cool guy in sports that I actually followed in baseball. Pete Crow Armstrong prospect cards outsell the majority of Griffey, Frank Thomas, It's what? So here's a question. Most expensive Pete Crow card ever sold. Any idea?
I seen one that was like $9,099 or $999 or something like that.
Yeah, so you've had a couple, like $4,500, $6,000. Like, so the baseball game has become, let's find the next guy who's going to be the next Trout, the next Griffey. And people like to just chase it.
Right.
Like, rather than me go out and buy a Griffey card, I already know his ceiling, he's retired. It's like, yeah, but what if Pete becomes the next guy and they're buying you? It's wild, but your market's actually pretty strong right now.
Well, that's cool to know. I mean, I think it's what another interesting thing that I've actually come to kind of like about the card game is that people are you know, kind of throwing in all their chips on certain careers, but based on the cards they buy. And I think I kind of appreciate it in a way, just because it's like, all right, if these guys believe in me, you know, I think that's just a cool little perk that I guess comes with being a part of that process.
I think a lot of people have compared it, like when I started getting into cards in the last few years, a lot of people who are in the business world compared it to, like, you're almost like investing in that person, like you're buying Absolutely. That person's stock. Like, so if I'm in like the, if I want to buy up the Pete Crow stock, it becomes even more valuable if I come, you know, I'm a book hound or whatever we're calling them, and I'm coming out and in the waiting outside the dugout asking for your autograph. All of a sudden that, you know, maybe $15 card may have just jumped to 100, 150, double, triple that. So the fact that, like, you as a player could then go out and not only collect your own cards and then, like, guys that you actually play with and get their autos. Have you ever given that any consideration? Like, hey, this could be like a side hustle.
Dude, I would be bootlegging autos.
Well, because I'm just thinking,
with,
like,
all the Cubs guys.
You're not in the majors yet. And I've heard that, like, the pay is not anywhere close to what the majors are getting in the minors. So it's like, you know, well, mom's following you around. She could be like pocketing a few cards for you, go and get a couple autos.
We started with the parents.
I'm just curious. Has that ever been a thought? Has any guy that you like played with ever done anything like that?
Strumpf. Like he pulled one of my cards, had me sign it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
And I think like that's kind of just a thing in the clubhouse though. Like I've had plenty of guys I played with walk around, whether it's in the, you know, middle of the year or at the end of the year when we're all kind of splitting up, going our separate ways, like have a baseball sign, have a card sign. If like, it's like the team pack of cards,
yeah.
You know, I think people just do that to it's actually going to open up a bit of a story. Like, I think it's just cool to remember that. Like if you have your man cave or whatever you got, like hanging a ball up from a teammate, you might've just even like liked as a human being, like one of your friends that you got to play minor league professional baseball with. I think that's a really cool thought. You know, and like another teammate of mine, he's a pitcher. He's collecting. I don't know if it's been a thing for him, but he collects like our bats. Like,
oh really?
Some of the friends he has.
Game used bats.
Yeah, some of the friends he has.
That's actually
on our
pretty
team.
Cool.
Like guys he's gotten along with, come up with, like whatever it is. Like he's had him sign it and he's putting them up on his wall.
That's who did that, Bobby Witt Sr. So we talked to Junior on the show, and he's like, dude, look at what my dad has. It was literally just bats, and his dad's older than us even. It was like Griffey, Frank Thomas, Ripken. I was like, dude, that was pretty cool.
Unreal.
Let me bring this back. So now just a little insider info. So guys you've played with or played against even, who's like one guy out there you look at and you're like, this guy's going to be the next Corbin Carroll, the next Josh Jung? Who's like a young guy that even you see as like somebody who's going to be a serious major league talent?
Besides Pete Crow Armstrong.
Well, no, Pete Crow Armstrong's MVP.
Yeah.
We've established that.
You know, so we played Ellie.
Oh, really?
We played him last year in South Bend in High A.
Could you tell playing a dude like that?
I don't want to be like that
you can
guy
fanboy.
Saying.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh,
gosh.
Believe me, we fanboy about him in private. Like,
really?
That guy is, he's so different. Like, and it's so exciting to watch.
Okay.
Kind of same way I felt about Bobby, to be honest, because I played with Bobby in high school. And
really?
Yeah, seeing what that guy did in high school is bananas. It was ridiculous.
So you know when you're playing him. So is there anybody that you've played and that you, like, you guys go back to the back and you're like, how is he not in the majors yet?
Oh, yeah.
Name him, please, because that's what the guys want to go after. So, like, they're going to go after and hound those guys, so just beware.
So, this year, Jose Rodriguez, he's playing second and short for Birmingham, the White Sox AA. Like, me and him were just talking. I'm like, man, how are you not up in AAA at least? How are you not in the big leagues yet? Next week, he's up in the big leagues. He made his debut. Yeah.
Is a lot of that just contractual stuff, though?
It's all, I mean, it's...
And roster spots open up.
Roster spots, okay. You know. You've seen how it works before. Like, guys get injured, someone gets brought up. Like, you may have a feeling, you may have no clue that it's about to happen. Like, hasn't happened to me yet, so I can't really even speak on that.
Sure. I do want to ask too. Obviously, we're in Seattle. We want to talk about a local guy. J-Rod set the world. J-Rod was Ellie last year, in my opinion. I mean, just crazy exciting. So guys in the card market, like Jesse said, a lot of guys view this as investments. It's like a stock portfolio almost. They see his season this year and it's like, oh man, let's sell out now. Like just dump out. Again, you have much more of a trained eye of this stuff than we do. You see a guy like J-Rod. Is that a one-year fluke or is this a guy you think is an all-time? Or not even all-time, but at least a perennial perennial all-star.
Gosh, I mean, I feel like, yeah, there's a lot of guys you could probably just look at and be like, it shouldn't be anybody but him being talked about for the next however long. And I definitely think Julio Rodriguez is one of those guys. You know, I love seeing how people, like, get after their work in the cages. Like, what y'all don't see, you know?
And, yeah,
sure.
And, I mean, so like Ian Happ, for example, Nico Horner, like two.
Yeah, Nico was crazy hot in the card market a year, 2 years ago.
Right. Yeah, he was a big name coming out of high school, even right before he even went to Stanford. And I think like I would love, like what I'm getting at is I'd love to see what Julio's work looks like, because there's always a method behind the madness. You know, like Ellie's not just, you know,
it's not by chance.
Yeah, he's not just like messing around and playing like that. Like, I guarantee you that guy goes to bed dreaming about stealing second, third, and home like he did yesterday.
In one freaking inning, by the way.
That's
what the
insane.
Heck?
Right. So yeah, it's like there's so much stuff that goes on like in our daily lives just in terms of like the work we put in. Like, so, you know, if Julio Rodriguez is one of those guys that is serious about his work, yeah, there's no way he's not your next like Mike Trout type player. Like, I really see that. And same with Ellie. Like, that guy's going to change the game of baseball, make it just such a more athletic, like there's going to be a spotlight on the guys who can make stuff happen with their legs.
What do you think about, like, you're a young guy and obviously, you know, when it comes to baseball, there's been some talk that maybe it's not the most exciting of like the big three sports in America, football, basketball, baseball.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that? Because obviously MLB just made some recent changes this season alone to try and, you know, kind of speed things up a little bit. Do you think they could do more? What are your thoughts?
I don't think there really needs to be like more done to change the game. I think everything evolves with time.
Yeah.
You know, you see it with how music's evolved. You see it with how fashion and streetwear and stuff like that have evolved. Even probably the card game. Like, you know, I wasn't aware of anything really behind the scenes of that. But I don't know. I like the clock personally. Like, I think it, for me, who I am as a person, how my brain works, I like it.
Okay.
And I think it's, you know, I just, we're good here. I think people remember like that they like going to the park to drink a beer and eat a hot dog.
Yeah, absolutely.
And sit in the bleachers. Like that's what I always loved about it. That's what my friends love about it. Like, that's baseball.
Well, just so you know too, is that, you know, Candy brought us out here. They brought you out here. One of the things, like, we're going out and like we're gonna try and find you in some packs, like some digital NFT packs and stuff too. And you go back home after this, you know, after your interview, you go and playing again. Are you like, do you have any more respect of like, I'm going to try and find this, I'm going to go buy a pack of cards myself? Or is it more of a hobby continued for you?
I think it'll, in the near future, I think it'll just be a continued hobby. But like, anything can happen in the off season. We got a lot of downtime on our hands. You know, if you're just working out and hitting and kind of going about your daily business, little things pop up, like little new things pop up that, you know, I could really get interested in that, I think.
Okay.
I think, but on a more personal level, like we kind of talked about earlier, with like, I'd want to pull my friends and start a collection of that somehow.
And this is the moment where we pull out your card.
I was going to say the candy. Well, forget the card. We just do candy digital. Because that's the cool thing about the moments. Like, hey, the Ellie stealing, you know, yes, stealing the bases of
then
all that.
Then we can just send
stuff,
it to you.
So
that would be easier.
There you go.
That's what we're talking about in the card. That's one of the cooler things.
Okay.
Oh, so you like the moments.
That's special. Yeah. Like, that is
nice.
I think that is worth investing in for sure. We were
as a young guy, I'm telling you, that's it's a cross between that digital
and collectible
thing. He is
not even reading notes here, by the way. I was trying to like lead him along, like,
yeah,
hey, let's say something nice here.
Say a nice
somebody
thing.
Somebody paid for this drink I have in my hands.
Yeah,
hand, so let's just
drop
it.
That's awesome.
So there you go. Pete Crow Armstrong. Yeah, appreciate the time, man. Awesome to connect with a young guy in the sport. And yeah, appreciate the perspective.
Thank you guys.
When you go up to the bigs, can you get his tickets?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
As he leaves the studio. Awesome.
Not crossing or nothing.
No. I appreciate it, man. Thank you guys.
This is fun.
This episode is brought to you by Jiffy Lube. Cars can be a big investment, so it's important to take care of them. I once got a car that I started out with 25,000 miles on. I got it to over 200,000 miles because I took care of it. You know how you take care of a car? You take care of the maintenance, the oil, the brakes, all that stuff. And if you don't, you can have a car just completely fall apart. When your car needs maintenance, head to Jiffy Lube. They provide automotive excellence at speed. Get your oil changed, brakes checked, tons of other multi-care services. It's all done by expertly trained technicians who actually care about taking care of you and your car. Jiffy Lube, car more. To find coupons and start an instant online estimate, visit JiffyLube.com.
All right, so that was Pete. Like I said at the beginning of the show, nice to hear an athlete that actually knows how to speak on a microphone. Oh, I thought he did awesome. So
absolutely, that was great.
I want to go to releases and well, the mailbag and then
before we do that, just a quick shout out to, again, Candy Digital. If you guys don't already know, they are giving away a baseball. So not just any baseball, but this is a Pete Alonso autographed baseball. If you go out to either our Facebook group, you can check out Instagram too. We'll post it on a couple other social media things, but all you have to do is create a Candy Digital account under the link. So if you use the link, and for all of you listeners who aren't going to go to social media and you want it, it's just go.candy.com/SCN. If you go there, you create an account, you're automatically signed up to win. They also have this other freebie. They're doing all these freebies, and hopefully we'll
World
have some
Series
more giveaways.
Some of them, right?
Yeah, there's like a NFT baseball that you can mint for free on the site, and you will also be entered to win two tickets to the World Series. Again, free stuff, just opportunities to win.
The moments are cool, by the way. It has the cool feel of Top Shot, but with some actual backing and not as much hype behind it like that.
The fact that they're doing what Panini's been doing for a little bit too is like with the physical giveaways and the physical prizes.
You got to merge.
You're merging worlds, which I think is going to draw in a bigger audience. So
and more
that's
importantly,
really cool.
Jesse.
So thank you to Candy for having us out.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. And more importantly, Jesse's going to be on the street tomorrow, dressed in some sort of getup.
Oh, by the way, I haven't showed you the. I don't think it's going to blow any minds, but I think it's going to be fun. I'm not going to.
You have a shirt on or no?
Don't worry about what I'm wearing, bro. What are you wearing? How much of this video are you going to be in? You got to be in some of it.
Absolutely.
Here's what I would love is every video that like is me making a fool of myself. It's you standing about 10 feet back in the background. Just
snickering
like
a child.
Just no, I don't even want you to say just judgment face. Just straight judgment. Yeah, I think you're going to be okay with that.
Yep.
All right, new releases.
All right, just two for this week real quick. Jesse did the work on everything else to prep. I actually did these two.
You did great.
So both on Friday, 2023 Topps Tribute Baseball, $4.90 a box, three autos, three memorabilia. This falls into a super cut and dry to me. You break it, you don't rip personals. Way too expensive. There's some nice stuff to hit, but for that price, you're going to get crushed on personals. You just buy into breaks. PYTs, randoms, whatever you want. But that's it. It's a $6 case.
What makes this better or more special to... For the premium, obviously it's double
the price?
What Finus is. Yeah.
I mean, the patch autos, much bigger vet list. The card itself is like a thicker acetate.
Okay.
Super nice product. But yeah, it's just not one.
And it's also known, I assume.
It's been around forever. It's more of a chase product. Finus is more of a, hey, I can grind my way out, grade it out, whatever.
Gotcha.
Tribute to chase. The other one, you know how much I hate to compliment your boy, Brian Gray. He does a pretty good job with Leaf. 2022 Leaf Trinity Football comes out Friday. $150 a box, five autos. He mixed in Montana and a couple other pros.
Oh, cool.
But Trinity is like every year. It's just stupid, nice patches. They're not game worn. I just don't care. Really, really nice patch auto card. So Kenny Pickett, Ritter I saw for sure. I don't know if I saw Purdy or not. But and then Montana for the vet stuff. So there's a bunch of nice names.
I was going to
nice
say
cards.
For like $145, that is not bad. And I do have the big hit list. Let's see. You got Garrett Wilson, Malik Willis, Kenny Pickett. Pierce, Zappi, Hutchinson, Ritter, Hall, Young.
Yeah, that's right. Bryce Young is in there as a redemption, I believe.
Joe Montana. CJ Stroud's in here, too.
Joe Stout. Montana.
What did I say?
Joe Montana.
Joe Montana's in here.
The actor?
I actually do know the difference there. But okay. So there you go.
I was going to say
$150. That's not.
That was the other point, though. He snuck in Stroud and Bryce Young apparently before the Fanatics exclusive.
Wait. Wasn't there like something on the Leafs site where they pulled it?
Well, Bryce hadn't been signing yet.
Yes.
So I don't know that Bryce will really be in this.
Oh.
But even if he's not, that's not the chase here. Like that was a bonus. It's a 2022 product.
Okay.
So again, I'm overlooking that. Again, not only am I complimenting that guy, I'm giving him the benefit
you're
of
even,
the doubt.
You're benefiting
I'm team
of the doubting
I'm team
here.
Brian Gray Leaf today.
Wow. So. Hey, you got to admit something about Seattle's changing you too, bro.
Duffel board.
You would not normally do that.
All right. We're going to mailbag and then we're done. Because I want to play duffel board. Duffel board?
I have no idea.
It's a made-up game.
Duffel, this is duffel pong. What's duffel pong?
Playing them both. So ask the questions. I'll answer.
Mailbag. Your first question comes to us from Braden Pelishek.
Says,
sure. Was Wimby in a lose-lose situation for his first summer game?
Very simple, right? People, no matter what he did, it wasn't going to live up to the hype. If he struggled at all, like, which he did at times, people are going to overreact negatively. No question.
Oh, here's one that I don't know how you'll answer. CN Frome wants to know, Otani, buy, sell, hold.
Hypocritical answer, first of all. I sold a couple big Otanis last night. I had a gold label from SGC, which you never get, of his big league rookie.
Where did you get a gold label?
I bought it in a big lot for like $350. I sold some other optic stuff. It is interesting, though. You can almost hold or sell them. So,
yeah. All right. Couple more questions because that sounds like the audio is getting kicked up. Let's see. That doesn't make any sense. Brandon Steck wants to know, who are the all-stars to buy anticipating a jump in pricing from the all-star game or early in the second half of the season?
Yeah, so a couple guys who stood out to me. Wander is down right now. I like Wander going forward. Bo Bichette, I always think, is underrated. Even Vlad. And then Kyle Tucker and Lubob are having good seasons and are super overlooked right now. So those are a couple of names just real quick.
David Wang, what would you rather own? Ellie De La Cruz, new Topps rookie debut patch, auto, which is a 101, or Corbin Carroll first Bowman super non-auto?
Super. Oh, non-auto? Real. Ellie.
Yeah, I was about to say. Yeah. Okay.
Last one.
Let's do one more then. Let's do Kurt Lang. He says, when you see Griffey Jr. and he inevitably asks you to become your new co-host,
correct,
will you give Jesse 2 weeks notice or just release him on the spot?
I literally asked Jesse to get up on the table. Mr. Jr., have a seat. Thanks for coming, Jesse. Your check will be in the mail. Fair. It won't be. And we're done.
It won't be. That's
there you
good.
Go. There's your show live on location here in Seattle. At
Best live show we've ever done.
The other one was terrible. So this wasn't even that good, and it was much better. So
absolutely.
There you go. Sports, cards, nonsense, birthday, but Ringer Podcast Network powered by Spotify. Back to our normal schedule on Thursday.
And on Thursday, we've got Leighton joining us. So that'll be fun.
You had to get last word. All right. There you go.
Just letting you know.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. When I went on my last holiday to Cape Town, it was amazing. My friends were there, the weather was phenomenal, and most importantly, the food was fantastic. But one thing I struggled with was finding the right places to stay. You know, all I want is a great bed, a fantastic shower, and breakfast that doesn't end at 8 a.m. I'm on holiday, I'm still sleeping. I also like ease. And the Hotels.com app easily helps me to find a perfect hotel for every trip. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly getaway or a relaxing spa weekend, on the Hotels.com app, you can compare up to 5 hotels side by side. Now, why would you want to do that? So you can see prices, amenities, and star ratings. And best of all, you don't have to switch back and forth between options. See? Ease. So, start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app today.